John, 100 for yourself and another series win for the Leinster Lightning.
Yeah, I just said it to the lads, it's not the same when you don't win on the day, but we have worked hard for this, so we're going to enjoy it. I'm personally happy with the 100, I was given a chance, and unfortunately couldn't get the runs at the end because the Northwest and the Fairness bowled really, really well at the end. Graham and Tomo especially hitting the Yorkers.
Is it difficult having sort of two targets, you know, 155 they win the title but 200 they win the game? How do you approach that? I mean,
we kept it simple. We were just looking to get to the 200 and not think about the 155, so that made it kind of easy for us. When we got to a stage in the run chase, the pressure did come off, I'm not going to lie, but you know, it was it's disappointing to lose, but it was a great team performance throughout the whole tournament so far.
And Tyrone Kane, he's been the find of the season, player of the series.
I wouldn't call him a find because he's been in this squad now for 3 years and he's performed really well. It's at the end of last season he opened the bowling for us, and then I thought this year, start him off in the 2020 opening the bowling for us, and suddenly he's in the Irish team, you know, and that's all credit to him because he's worked and trained his socks off and he's bowled brilliantly all series.
And maybe just a word about the Warriors finishing joint top with these. They've really come on, haven't they, in the 3 years. There were questions been asked about their participation in the first season or so, but they seem to have found their feet.
Yeah, they're an excellent side there. I think Bobby's done a great job, but I think, you know, the core group of lads there that have been working really, really hard, Andy, Youngie, Tomo and Graham, like these guys, people don't realise that they have to drive up and down to Dublin to go to the gym and to do training and stuff like that, and you know, that's an unbelievable effort because I wouldn't fancy driving up here every week, and they've had to do it, they have done it, and that's why they're getting the success that they are.
And of course now moving on to the World Cup qualifiers, this good preparation for?
Yeah, I think so, I think definitely there's been a lot of flack being thrown around about the Irish bowlers, but you know, I think if you look at it, I think the standard of batting has improved dramatically. It's a batter's game, and I think when it comes to the tournament, this Ireland side will be ready to beat everything that comes up against us.